Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
Hello again. So, social media safety. With technology growing at an ever-increasing rate, we've never had the limitless number of resources readily available at our fingertips like we do today. A result of this boom in the technologies has seen us connect with people around the world at the click of a button, and one of the main ways in which we go about this is through social media. Social media's influence all over the world, and indeed the way in which we go about living our lives, cannot be compared to anything else that went before. For what it does, nothing comes close to matching its ease of use, simplicity, its connectivity, and even the promotional side of social media is leagues above anything else. But this doesn't mean that social media isn't without its risks. For all the positives that social media has brought and continues to bring to modern society, there are unquestionable negatives that come along too. And that's what we're talking about today, the negatives of social media and how you can stay safe online. With how mainstream social media is nowadays, it's not just on a personal level, but on a corporate one as well. There's no surprise that people around the world will feel the negatives of social media. Research has shown that on average, the time spent on social media a day is about 2.5 hours for most people who are not working necessarily on a computer. If you're working with a computer all day, then it's going to be 9 or 10 or 11 hours. Now, if you take into account that you're most likely asleep for a third of the day, that means you're left with 16 hours of the day. And what this means is that a quick calculation could suggest that an average 20% of their day people spend looking at and following the lives of other people. Now, of course, like I said, social media isn't just a personal platform where people post photos of their dogs every day. And social media as a term doesn't just relate to that of Instagram or Facebook or Twitter. Platforms like LinkedIn are also considered to be social media, and this is a very professional job hunting platform. At first glance, the idea of talking to anyone around the world at any time for free sounds absolutely amazing, and for a lot of people it really is. But when you look at things closer, you do realise that there are some glaring disadvantages as well. If you constantly find yourself itching to get online, then you may find yourself suffering from some of these disadvantages, such as FOMO, F-O-M-O. FOMO, for many people, one of the worst things to see is everyone you know having a great day and a great life in general. And on the flip side, you begin to think that you're not really making the most of yours. And this has now been given the name FOMO, otherwise known as fear of missing out. FOMO. It's a bit like a family photo album, just showing all the happy photos, all the celebrations, but not the arguments and the bad days that families go through. After all, you can't have a good day without a bad day. It's simply the yin and yang of life. It's a balance. No one likes being actively excluded from fun events. And of course, you do want to enjoy your life. But what social media does is it just shows the best bits. If we take an example, let's say someone you know has just achieved something really difficult. It could be something to do with their career or an activity like running a marathon. Regardless of what it is, they post something online and it makes you feel like you're missing out. Fear of missing out. What social media doesn't show is the journey it took to get there. All it shows is the final destination. It doesn't show the struggle behind the image or the text. Let's say they'd been working towards it for months, whilst you were enjoying yourself. They would have seen what you posted and potentially felt the same thing. What I'm trying to say is that FOMO is a strange idea, and it's only really come about since social media started to get increasingly popular. But the reality is, we make our own happiness. Social media and FOMO go hand in hand together, because the more we fear we miss, the more we'll check to make sure we're not missing. But of course, we'll inevitably see something that causes us to feel more anxiety. So if you're worried about missing out, take a break from social media. Live your life the way you want to and stop worrying about what other people are doing with theirs. And then, of course, there's bullying. Well, bullying has been around always, and the sad reality is that it most likely will be. We can try our hardest to be nice and accommodating, but all it takes is one nasty comment. One remark, sometimes even a glance, can be enough to set bullying off. But on social media, it becomes 10 times easier. Now, I mentioned the benefits of being able to talk to anyone around the world at any time of night or day. But what I didn't mention was what can be said, because anything can be said. You can say anything to anyone at any time online, and that can also happen to you. You'll never have to know the person. You'll never have to even meet them, because it's all online. It's a digital presence, and it gets more serious when you take into account that they don't even have to use their real name, their face, or even their address. A person can be faked into existence and hide behind a screen and bully anyone for any reason. Just like the actions of bullying and cyberbullying are the same, the consequences are too. Words can hurt deeper than you might realise. In some cases, this can lead to severe health problems. And in the worst case scenarios, people could end up taking their own lives. And this is why, if you're worried about this or you've experienced it, hiding your profile from these bullies is the best thing to do. Now, of course, you shouldn't have to do this because the bullies should be stopped. But there's always people who have to ruin it for everyone. And until they're stopped, making sure that you're safe from them is the best way to avoid them. Mental health issues. When you combine a general addiction, FOMO, and the cyberbullying together, it's no surprise that the end result is often mental health issues. Let's say you are on social media for more than 20% of your day. Let's say it's now 40%. Now you're spending 5 hours a day looking at the best bits of everyone's life, and you're subconsciously comparing those people's lives to your own. Now let's assume that on your last post, someone commented something that made you feel bad about yourself. With all those things going on, things like depression and anxiety and other mental health problems are going to be created. Mental health has always been an issue, but it's just now we're starting to really talk about it. If you're constantly comparing your life to others, of course you'll feel anxious and stressed about what people will think about you and what you'll think about yourself. If you're constantly seeking out negative news from around the world, there's a very good chance you're going to become deeply saddened by what you're reading, by what you're seeing. And if you're constantly looking for it, you're just feeding that sadness, which can lead to depression. And of course, when these issues start to take over and dominate your life, it can be a very difficult road to recovery. And that's why monitoring your social media is so important. What about bad perspectives? Now, another ugly side of social media is the falseness of it all. With technology getting better and better each and every day, it's becoming much easier for people to make their lives seem much better than they really are. And this is an important thing to remember when you're scrolling through media postings like Facebook or TikTok. A simple thing like a filter can change everything. And of course, if you see a photo of someone smiling, it doesn't mean that they're necessarily happy. If you see a group photo of your friends, it doesn't mean they all had a good time doing whatever it was they were doing. Like I said, social media is all about the destination, but not about the journey there. It's a snapshot of that one moment. And if all you're seeing are the positives and never the negatives, it's easy to assume that no one else has had to struggle. Of course, you never want to wish unhappiness on somebody, but everyone has it. Everyone goes through moments of difficulty. So if you think you're alone in that area, understand that couldn't be further from the truth. And finally, health issues. It might come as a surprise, but social media also affects your physical health as well. In the simplest way, if you're on the phone all the time, then you're not getting about and exercising. Or like me, you check your phone messages as you step off the curb and break your ankle. If you're addicted to it, you can get on it around the clock, messing up your sleep schedules, which is important to just about all aspects of your body. And on a darker note, thanks to people promoting themselves in a false manner, you can get unrealistic body types, people who seem perfect. And if you try and copy them, you could end up hurting yourself and those around you. And again, this is why it's important to remember that just because someone puts a photo on social media doesn't mean it's the truth. Social media is good, but it's not perfect. And it's got a long way to go before it can be considered that. Because right now, there's a lot wrong with social media. Given the deep level of technology we interact with every day, it's safe to assume that almost everyone with a phone and an internet connection is on some platform in some way. Because of that, understanding the true dangers that social media present has never been more important. Social media gives us the world in our hands. It connects us to millions, unlike anything else has done before. But that comes at a cost. So, protect yourself online and step away sometimes. Step away every day for an hour or two. Go walking. Remember that not everything online should be taken at face value. You can see people live out their lives, but it's just as important to remember that you've got your own life to live and your own health to look after. And perhaps the key to doing that is to stay safe and stay smart when you're online. Speak to you again soon. Take care.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.